Grace and peace, grace and peace. Hello, how are you? How are you? Blessings, blessings. Let's try this again. My name is LaShonda Gary. I hope you are having a great day. My day is wonderful. It's blessed. It is anointed. I wanted to come on really quickly and tell you that God is doing something supernatural. If you will do me a favor, I want to talk about a book, God. If you will share this video with someone real quickly. I actually am out running errands, getting some more books sent out. Yes, this is the life of the entrepreneur that nobody knows, right? Sometimes you got a big team and sometimes it's just you. Amen. But you know what? How many of us know that sometimes Jesus walked alone and sometimes he brought in 3, then the other times he brought in 12, and then sometimes he talked to 3,000. Somebody ought to say amen. All right, I want to talk about a book, God, moment, because for some of you, even include myself, sometimes you need a book, God, right? Have you ever gone through something that was so crazy you needed a book, God? Yeah, I mean, you know, really. All right, so let me introduce myself for some of you that do not know who I am. My name is LaShonda Gary. I'm the founder and CEO of Dream Build Success. I predominantly teach women entrepreneurs how to build multiple streams of income, how to create their dream life, and how to live out kingdom principles. Now, I do have clients that are males, right? Entrepreneurs that are building their brands, but mostly women. So, do you need a book, God? I was led to do this because I just left the post office and I was talking to a woman of God in there, and because everybody wants to know, what is all that you're mailing, you know? So, let me tell you something. God is about to do a book, God, for you. I don't know what you need. I don't know what you're looking for. I don't know what you're thirsting for. I don't know what you've been praying for. I do not know what you've been crying about. I don't know, you know, how many times you got passed up, looked over. Maybe sometimes you got rejected. Sometimes you had loss. Let me tell you something. God is about to do a book, God, in your life. I'm not talking about a miracle. You know, a miracle, okay. I'm talking about a book, God, where God gets the glory, where no one else will get the glory but God. See, some of you, you want to build businesses and you're doing it out of yourself, but you need a but God to step in. And when God steps in, it won't be so hard. And when God steps in, it's going to come together. And when God steps in on the scene and you get that but God in your business, when you get that but God, you know, in your ministry, in your prayer life, and, you know, in your friends, whatever it is, God is going to do something supernatural for you. I see y'all coming in. Grace and peace. But I had to share this word because a woman of God was really discouraged, and she doesn't mind me sharing her testimony, you know, because she had got overlooked. You know, she said, well, I've been here 20 something years and it's like they keep looking over me. I said, you know what? But I'm gonna tell you what, you gotta do it you can't do it in your might. You have to do it in the might of God. You have to do it by God, right? Because when God allows you to do something and to go through something, and when you've been overlooked for a season and you've been underpaid for a season and you've been passed over for a season, you do a blessing. You're due a breakthrough. You're due something supernatural. Let me tell you something. Many of you know my testimony. You know, I lost my job back in 2005. You know, was laid off. But somebody say, but God. Y'all, I'm fired up. I done came on here. I'm about to run. I'm in South Texas. I don't know where y'all from, but I'm about to run. Let me tell you, it was a but God moment because God knew that destiny was in me, right? For some of you, God knows destiny is in you. You know, you got to think of yourself as you're on the press, and he's pressing the best out of you. He wants the elite of you. He wants to select an exclusive anointing from you. He doesn't want the mediocre. He doesn't want the I'm tired guy. He wants you to do the best, right? So if it's been hard for you, and if the trials and tribulations have come, just know that God is about to do a but God in your life. You know, if I were you, I would start praising them in advance and talking about, look, this may have happened, but God. And when the haters come around, because they will, and when the naysayers come around, and they will, you have to know that God is raising a standard in you. He's equipped you. You've been called for this time. Share this video because somebody need a but God in their life. They need to know that they're not by themselves, and it's not going to be by them. It's going to be the Spirit of the living God. And let me identify who I'm talking about with God. I'm talking about Jehovah Rapha, Jehovah Nisi, right? So nowadays, we have to identify who we're talking about, right? I'm not talking about, you know, somebody that's dead and gone. He's alive and well. And if you celebrate what God is doing, even in the midst of your trials, so what? You don't have a job. So what? Your business is not working out. So what? Your ministry is not growing. God is going to do something supernatural for you. Y'all, I'm super excited. You ought to say, but God. Yes, but God, he did it. You know, those are like the best testimonies, right? The best testimonies. Hello, Dr. Marcia. Hello, Prophetess Lakeisha. Hello, Elder Josephina. Hello, Andre. Hey, Andre. We used to run track together. Who else is on here? Blessings, woman of God. Grace and peace. Let me know if you want a shout out. I had to come on here and say, but God. Let me tell you, y'all about to have a but God week, a but God month, a but God year. I don't know how many times you've tried to, you know, have that house or maybe create that second income, or maybe your marriage is not working out. Maybe your ministry is not working out. You need to say, but God. Hello, Marcus. How are you? Hello, Lady Latasha. How are you? It's already done. Yes. Yes, it is done. Let me tell you something. God, one word from God, a do what a whole lifetime can't. Do y'all hear me? Come on. Hello, Lady Marshall. How are you? Grace and peace, woman of God. One word from God, one thing from God will do what a whole lifetime cannot. You got to catch that. I hope you wrote that one down, right? Let me tell you, God is going to do something that you haven't even prayed about. He about to blow your mind. Hello, who is that? Mr. Roger, how are you? God is about to blow your mind and your family. And listen, y'all, I'm so excited. Child, I don't mean to go to church on you, but somebody needs to know, but God. Hello, Greg Phillips. Hello, Greg Ricks. How are you? Share this video because it's going to bless somebody in your family. You know, for some of you that's struggling with illness and sickness, and maybe you've been, you have an incurable disease, I decree and declare by the Holy Ghost that God is going to supernaturally turn it around, and you're going to have a but God testimony. I'm crazy enough to believe it. I believe that we are living in a day and age where we have to depend on God. We have to trust God. We have to stand on God's word. We have to decree and declare what God is saying, right? For some of us, we got to turn the TV off, turn the plate over, and we got to seek God. Don't seek the TV. Don't go seeking a counselor. You're paying a psychiatrist, and you really need the Holy Spirit. Oh my, I done went personal, y'all. Golly. Hello, Rob. How are you? Who's that? Rob, wise and blessed man. Go ahead. My goodness. Hello, Allison. Let me tell you, God is about to do a but God in your life. He's about to do a but God. Y'all, I'm super, super excited. I'm so fired up. I'm really about to run. And these people are going to be like, what is she doing? I'm about to, you know, I'm not even going to tell y'all where I'm at. But, you know, if you were watching the video, you know. But let me tell you, but God. I started earlier. And let me introduce myself again. My name is LaShonda Gary. I teach women entrepreneurs how to build multiple streams of income, to live on kingdom principles, how to give God glory in all situations. For some of you, you've been waddling. You've been wondering, when is my breakthrough going to come? When is my change going to come? Have you gave God glory about your situation? Have you given him praise? Have you said, God, I may not have nowhere to live right now, but God, this job is not where I want to be. This is not the type of income I want to make, but God. My body may be going through, my house may be funny, my children are not acting right, but God, right? Y'all, I'm excited. The ministry is not growing like it should be. You know, my business is not growing like it should be, but I thank you in advance, but God. Maybe they're not buying my books, they're not buying my my music, but God. Do not let your dream die. See, the devil wants you to let your dream die. Let me tell you something. You ought to get so bold with the Holy Spirit, not in your flesh, but in the Holy Spirit, and say, you know what? I am going to do the things of God. I am going to live for God. I am going to create that book. I am going to create that website. I am going to launch that ministry. I am going to launch that prayer call line. I am going to go forth and move in the things of God. I will not fail. Everything that my hands touch will be blessed. Y'all, you better read God's word and know who you are. You're strong and courageous. You cannot fail. When you have God on your side, it doesn't matter if there's 10,000 haters against you. Now, I just really went in. Hallelujah. But I pray that this blesses you. Share this video. Let someone know they're about to receive a but God moment. Okay, let's see. I'm going to close out. Let me see who else I got. Hey, Cass Fontenot, how are you? Grace and peace. Let's see. Owen Dixon, grace and peace. Hello, Lady LaTanya Thomas. How are you, woman of God? Blessings, blessings. Y'all, I know that God is about to do something. God is going, I got to say it again because I just keep hearing. There's going to be one thing and one word from God that's going to change your life forever. It's that one prayer that's going to change everything forever. See, let me tell you, for me, it was that one yes from God. It changed my life. It changed my mindset. You know, while others was trying to get it together, I was getting it together, right? And a lot of times in business, people think you have to go do this, you have to do that. You don't have to do. When you got God, let me tell you, one prayer, that Really? One real prayer filled with the Holy Ghost, the anointing of God, everything that he wants you to have? That's right. You know, when you're doing the works, let me tell you, you know, we're not supposed to judge nobody. But before I talk to people, I have to see your fruit. Right? Stop wasting your time on people that they don't believe. You know, all you can do is pray for them. Remember, you are not their God. But God is about to do something for you. Guys, my name is LaShonda Gary. I have to get off because now I got to go praise God for real. So, you know, I just pray that you allow God to have his way in your life today. That you will allow God to do something supernatural. That you will allow God to, you know, answer your prayers. That you will allow God to just be God in your life. Stop trying to be the God in your life. Do you hear me? Stop it. Stop trying. You know, a lot of times when I would try to be God in my life, I would mess stuff up. Mess it up. It'd be gone two sheets to the wind. Messed up, right? Jacked up, off the chain. But when I allow God to be the real God of my life, to be the number one in my life, that's when it turned around. So I'm praying for you. I'm praying for you. I love you guys. Follow me at dreambuildsuccess.com. I know that God is going to do something supernatural for you. And if you have been overlooked, underpaid, and not prosperous and not growing, if you've been struggling, this is for you. Guys, I love you and I'm praying for you. Share this video. Grace and peace. LaShonda Gary here. Hello, CEOs, entrepreneurs, ministry leaders. My name is LaShonda Gary, and I teach men and women entrepreneurs just like you every single day how to up-level in their business, how to not sell their soul for a dollar, and really build out kingdom principles that bring in revenue. Guys, let's talk about systems. Do you have a system in place? And when I say systems in place, do you have a strategic plan where if you were able to actually receive over 100 new clients, 1,000 new clients, 10,000 new clients, orders, 1,000 new members, do you have a system in place? You know, a lot of times people always want to go to that next level. They want to up level. They really want to really shift their funds and their finances. But what does it take? It takes a few different strategies to be ready to go to that next level. So let's talk about systems. Do you have an intake system? That's the number one system that you need to create when you're building out your business, you're building out your platforms, you're building out your ministry, you're building out your leadership team. When you're developing your intake, you have to make sure that, number one, your intake system can operate without you being in there. I once heard a entrepreneur say that if your business cannot operate without you, then you have a job, not a business. And I want to bring that to your attention and say, is that you? Can your ministry function without you? Can your business function without you? If you're not around, if you're not in, you know, having a hands-on approach all the time, does everything just fall, you know, apart? Does everything go into shambles? So even with your family, does your family operate on the system? Do your finances operate on the system? Literally. So I want you to look at that. What does your intake process look like? You know, when people show up to your conferences, to your workshops, to your ministry, to your, you know, your business, you know, to your office place, do you have a system in place? And then when we're talking about a system in place, the number one gold item that you want to make sure that you pay attention to is intake emails. You know, do you have emails? You know, guys, I've said it 100 times. You do not own the rights to Facebook. You do not own the rights to Twitter, to any social media. You only own the rights to your own domain. So it is so important that you get that, those emails. If you're in ministry, are you really, you know, having a system in place to capture those emails so you can communicate with other ministry people, with the audience, with your brand, with your leadership team, beyond the four walls, beyond the office, beyond the laptop? Can you be in a foreign country on vacation, walking on a white sandy beach, you know, or swimming with dolphins, and your business still make money, still receive new clients? Do you have a system in place? Okay, the next thing I want to talk to you about is, how do you cultivate?
you know, culture is so important, and excitement is fun, and, you know, workshops and brunch is exciting, and, you know, an organ sounds like a good sound, but do you have a cultivated environment, and are you known? Do you have a fragrance that follows your events? Do you have a fragrance that follows your ministry? Do you have a fragrance that follows your office? What do people know you by? What is your signature statement? What is your signature brand? What is your signature, you know, a motto? What is your mission? Do people reiterate what your vision is? Do you have a system in place? How do you cultivate your environment? I want you to write this down. The way I cultivate my environment is the way people know me. That becomes my signature brand, which is my secret sauce. We're talking about systems, guys. And lastly, your business tip of the week is, do you have a bona fide strategy? And I mean a strategy that's going to bring in revenue, a strategy that can really be duplicated. Are you operating as a kingdom disciple, and are you duplicating your success through your systems? I mean a bona fide, audacious, bold system in place. What are you doing today? What are you doing today to up level? How are you streamlining? How are you being bold about your business, your vision, your brand? What are you saying to really accelerate your vision? How are you going in and pressing down and running over and shaking your vision, your plan? What are you doing to really think outside the box? I'd never forget, there was a gentleman that walked into my office in one of my businesses, and he said, "You know what, Miss Gary, the reason I come to your business is because the culture. It's because I know it is going to be the same thing every time I come in. It is going to be the same system in place. You have been proven." Guys, this is LaShonda Gary, and I wanted to tune in and chime in real quick and give you a quick strategy. You know, I'm so excited. I've been praying, and I believe that God is going to do something supernatural for you, your faith, your family, and your business and your brand. But what is it going to take? It is going to take a system in place. It is going to take a strategy in place. It is going to take you doubling down and really pressing down and running over and shaking together and doing something different to get what you need in this season. Somebody say strategy. You can find out more about me, what I do, who I create for. I am your ministry and marketing expert when it comes to marketplace. Let's talk about money. Let's talk about mission. And let's talk about impact. My name is LaShonda Gary. You can find out more about me at LaShondaGary.com. Join my tribe at DreamBuildSuccess.com. And I can't wait to see you at the one and only DreamBuild Success Conference. Let's stay connected at LaShonda Gary. Guys, be blessed.